Father, we do ask again that you will speak to us now your words of eternal life and particularly encourage us to be people of prayer. Amen. Excuse me, I'll just get myself organised. There's all sorts of bits down here. Swords and dogs and various things from my earlier service. But if you hear a dog squeal, I've stood on its tail. Well, many years ago, there existed a religious community. And in many ways, things were really exciting for that religious community because God was leading them forward. They'd seen amazing things, they'd even seen miracles, but at the same time, the people were just finding it all a bit of a struggle. They felt they were going from one crisis to another, and they seemed to find themselves asking the question, why? Why all these struggles, Lord? Don't you care about us? Well, God did care about them. What he was actually doing was using these struggles to teach them to trust him more, to rely on him, to obey him, and to grow deeper in relationship with him. And one lesson in particular that these folks needed to learn was to lean on God through patient, sustained prayer. Now, I'm sure that description could apply to many religious communities over the years. We could even apply it to us here at St. John's. We're seeing God do amazing things, and yet there's always the next struggle, it seems. The community I was specifically referring to, though, was Israel in the wilderness. We've been following their progress through the book of Exodus over the summer, and we've seen that they are a people that God has mightily blessed. He has rescued them from slavery to be his people. They have seen amazing miracles. They even saw the Red Sea parted. How impressive was that? And yet, they're slow to really trust God. Every time a crisis arises, they don't pray, not normally. They complain and panic. When they found themselves trapped at the Red Sea, they panicked and complained. When they were without fresh water in the desert, they panicked and complained. When they were hungry, they'd run out of food. They panicked and complained. They even said we would have been better off in Egypt. So they needed to learn that God is trustworthy. They needed to learn to rely on the Lord. They needed to learn to pray. And this is the lesson God teaches them today. Having been in the Sinai desert for several weeks, another crisis comes along. They are attacked by this group of people called the Amalekites. And these people were very nasty indeed. They were vowed enemies of the Lord and his people. And you can imagine Israel thinking, oh no, now this. When are these difficulties ever going to stop? How does Moses deal with this latest crisis? Well, he acts in two ways. Firstly, he gets Joshua, his deputy, to hastily assemble an army to go out and defend the community. And secondly, he goes up on a hill with two friends and sticks his hands up in the air. On first appearances, that seems a very odd thing to do. But Exodus 17 tells us it's the right thing to do. It's teaching us six important lessons about prayer. And the first lesson we see here is that prayer really should be a priority. And that is what Moses was doing. I wonder, what is our natural reaction when we face a crisis? What do we do? I suspect, well, if you're anything like me, spring into physical action, not spiritual action. We'll leave that praying stuff till later, maybe. But there's work to be done now. As I was preparing this, I kind of started thinking of a bit of a silly scenario. Let's just say that IS gained more power and they invaded London. All these IS terrorists start parachuting down. Now, can you imagine the Prime Minister, Theresa May, just saying, my deputy is going to organise the practical aspects of the defence. I'm off to Westminster Abbey to pray. The press would have a field day. The PM has got her priorities all wrong, they would say. But Exeter 17 says that she would have her priorities right, because this is what Moses does. Now, he doesn't ignore the threat. He does send Joshua, but he notices the priority of prayer. One thing as church leaders we're asked to do when we're ordained is to make prayer a priority. But you know, it's not actually that easy. We feel guilty. When we're praying, sometimes we almost hear a little voice saying, oh, come on, you're just being lazy today. Get out and visit so-and-so. That's real work. Or speak to a church warden about church heating. That's practical. Similarly, we're asked to take time out and go on a retreat a year. Seek God's guidance. But there always seems to be something more urgent and pressing. I don't know if I'm the only one who feels like this, but do you find that making prayer a priority is difficult? Especially when things seem to be more urgent and pressing. Well, that's just the enemy trying to deceive us. We need to remember the example of Moses. Prayer is a priority. Why is it such a priority? Well, when we pray, we're putting our hands, ourselves, into the power of Almighty God. So secondly, prayer shows we rely on God. It's a recognition that we cannot do it alone. Our verse for the year is John 15, verse 5. Shall I test you on it? I won't. I'll tell you again. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's why we need prayer. As I say, it's not letting go of our responsibilities. Joshua still had to be sent out to defend the people. But action needs to be soaked in prayer. Because our natural tendency is to jump into the fighting without seeking God's guidance and help. There's a story about some soldiers in Iraq that may help. The soldiers were chasing some enemies into a village. And they were tempted to run straight in with their weapons, thinking they had them cornered. But they were called to halt by a wise commanding officer who said, look, we've got a drone here. Let's just send it up, survey the situation. So they sent the drone, and sure enough, the drone's footage showed an ambush. The tactics of the pursuing soldiers changed completely. Well, in the same way, prayer means listening to God, seeking his guidance, and changing tact accordingly. But thirdly, what we see in this story with Moses, this rather odd story, is that prayer really does work. It is effective. We have this powerful image of hands raised, and we acted all this out in the earlier service. Every time Moses up here had his hands raised with the staff, the battle went well. But when the staff was lowered, the enemy started doing well. And that shows, though, that prayer works. That's the point of this story being in the Bible for us. Prayer works. The first story I heard of answered prayer was when I was 11. I think somewhere down here. Here it is. Recognise that? Little Gideon New Testament. This is actually Lisa's. I think being a boy at school, I must have put mine into a pocket and it fell out. But Lisa still has hers. But I remember when the Gideons came and they had distributed these New Testaments out to all of us. And they told us some stories. Stories about the importance of reading scripture and also about prayer. And I can still see the man from Gideon's up there telling this story. He told the story, a true story, of somebody who was shipwrecked. I say shipwrecked, it was actually his yacht. He was the only person on the yacht. And he found himself alone on a desert island, just one or two possessions washed up, and a Bible. Now, he hadn't really read his Bible before, but in desperation he started reading, and then he thought, I'd better start praying. Within 15 minutes or so, there's some smoke on the horizon. Another 10 minutes, as he continues to pray, the smoke becomes a ship. He keeps praying and the ship comes closer. He sees people on the ship, but more importantly, the people see him and he is rescued. That day he learned prayer works. Of course, we don't always get the answers to prayer in the way we expect. And the other thing is, we don't always get them immediately, like that shipwrecked man does. And the next thing we learn in this story from Exodus 17 is that prayer takes time. It requires patience. See, when Moses was standing there with his hands up in the air, the battle wasn't won in just 5 minutes. No, he had to stand there all day. That's why he needed help. God is teaching that we need to have sustained prayer. We need to keep on praying. But if we do, we will see answers. We heard in Luke 18 of the woman who persisted in nagging the unjust judge for justice. A bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? Unjust judge for justice. But she showed perseverance. And Jesus encourages us to learn from her example. Keep on praying. How much more will your good Father answer your prayers? But they might not come immediately. When Lisa and I used to go to a church in London, St. Helens Bishopsgate, we came across a man called Vijay Menon. Now, Vijay was a Hindu by background. He was no longer a Hindu, but when he moved as a young Hindu into a flat in London, he didn't know his landlady was a Christian. She didn't tell him, but she prayed for him every single day. And 7 years later, Vijay's walking through the streets of the city and he notices a crowd. Where are they heading, he thinks. He follows the crowd, and before he knows where he is, he's inside St. Helen's Church. He thinks, a service is about to begin, I better get out of here. Bit embarrassing though, I'll sit it out. Well, at that service, he hears the message of Jesus. He became a Christian. He became a wonderful Christian, encouraging others. And then sometime later, after his landlady had died, in fact, he discovered that for those 7 years and beyond, she had been praying for him. Prayer works, but we sometimes require patience. And not only patience, we also... Prayer often requires effort too. Again, we remember Moses holding up your hands like that. You soon get tired. It takes an effort to keep them up. Similarly, we get the story of Jacob. Remember Jacob wrestling with God all night? Or in Colossians 4 verse 12, Paul tells the Christians at Colossae that Epaphras is always wrestling in prayer for them. It's a strong image, isn't it? Wrestling with prayer. So, prayer requires patience. Prayer requires effort. When was the last time you wrestled in prayer? I sometimes think of those cyclists. I love watching the Tour de France. Going up those steep mountains, I don't know how they do it. You can see the agony on their faces. But they're going to succeed. They keep going. And that's an encouragement for us. We need to keep wrestling with God in prayer. By doing so, we move into a deeper relationship with him, and we see that prayer works. When we pray, we're engaging with the most powerful force for good in the universe. It's interesting, isn't it? We put a lot of effort into our schoolwork when we're teenagers to pass exams. We put a lot of effort into learning how to drive. How much more should we be ready to wrestle in prayer? It's hard work, but the rewards are awesome. Just finally, Moses had a couple of friends to help him in his prayer, to hold up that staff, to keep his hands in the air. Prayer is often best done in community. It's good to pray alone at home, but isn't it good to also pray together? We support each other in prayer, as Moses was supported. Not every Saturday morning, but on many Saturday mornings, we have a group here who meet, and we pray together for the needs of the church, the needs of the world, the needs of each other. And we support each other by being there in community. Well, as we draw to a close, just picture Moses. He could have drawn his sword and leapt into action, jumped into the crisis, but no, he delegated that. He went to pray. That was his priority. He knew the community had to rely on God. When his hands were raised, things went right. Prayer may sometimes feel like wrestling, but it is worth persevering with because it does work. And how great to have friends alongside us as we pray, praying for us, praying with us. 6 important lessons on prayer then. I hope this example of Moses will encourage us to make prayer a priority in our own lives, to rely more on God by patient, sustained prayer. And if you are in a small group, why not encourage each other as Aaron and Hur helped Moses to carry on praying? Well, let me pray now. Father God, we do thank you for the privilege to pray. Help us to see that it works. It might be hard work, but it does work, and it should be a priority as we rely on you, because without you we can do nothing. So lead us, Father, we pray. Cast away the distractions, those things which seem urgent but actually should not be our immediate priority. Help us to be people of prayer. Amen.